Well, some wonderful news for the Kakadu humpback that really had us all quite shocked when it was found 20 kilometres upstream in Kakadu National Park. Well, it's finally returned to the open sea after a 17-day epic journey. And this must be comforting news for the scientists who were monitoring it all the while. Northern Territory Government scientist Carol Palmer is on the line. Morning, Carol.
Hey, Carol.
Hi there. Thank you very much for the interview.
Oh, look, you must be very happy.
Oh, look, we all are, because on Friday when we were out there in the vessel and it had moved downstream about 7 kilometres, but it was in very shallow water, 3 metres for a big humpback whale, and the tide was still going out. We're in our spring tides, so we know that the higher was getting higher, but the lower was getting lower. So, yes, we're so glad that the whale worked it out.
Oh. Well, what's surprising is that it was part of a group of three, so it was almost left behind by its friends.
Yeah, no, that's right. We're not 100% sure it was three. It was definitely two because we did photo identification of the dorsal fins, which is what we do for dolphins and whales.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell the individuals, by the marks and cuts and things on their dorsal fins. And we definitely had two. And when we started to go up in the chopper, we just saw one, and there was a moment where we thought, oh, maybe the chopper's a little bit too loud and the second one is just, hanging under the water. And that's one of the reasons that we went out on Friday in the boat, just to, we went very quiet and waiting to see if the second one came up, which it didn't. So we were confident then that we were just down to the last humpback whale in the East Alligator River of Kakadu.
Yeah.
Well, it's such a rare circumstance, really, Carol, when you think about it. I mean, do you think the humpbacks were curious and that's where they, found themselves in Kakadu?
Yeah, look, it's a really, really interesting question. And, between myself and my colleagues at Kakadu, Feach and Jackie, and then our other colleagues across Australia who actually do a lot more work on whales than we do here in the Northern Territory. There was sort of a couple of ideas. One was that potentially there were some killer whales that actually, chased them up or forced them, scared them up into the East Alligator. But we've recorded killer whales in Fog Bay and off Arnhem Land, a tropical killer whale, but we've never recorded them down that bottom end of Van Diemen's Gulf. But, they could be there for all we know. And the other one was that, they just took a wrong turn and ended up in, this really tidal, muddy river with lots of crocodiles.
Yes, that was my concern, being with the crocodiles.
Yeah, and we used to see them when we were up in the helicopter. You could see the crocodiles, but the crocodiles were showing no interest whatsoever. The humpback whale didn't appear to be at all concerned with the crocodile. So that was, reinforcing that it was okay. And I think, these humpback whales are huge. So it would have been the first time, we think, that crocodiles would have had a humpback whale in their river.
Yeah, for sure. They were big buffalo.
Oh, yeah, huge. I don't quite know what they would have thought.
Yes.
But our main concern was just that with the big tides, the spring tides happening, and there's sandbars for all the wreck fishers and people that know the East and the South Alligators, there are sandbars, and if that whale had ended up on a sandbar, there would have been nothing that we could have done, really, because they're so big. And so that was really our main concern. We just wanted to make sure that they knew how to get out, because there's always a channel. And, he or she did know how to get out eventually. I'm not sure why they spent 17 days up the alligator, but anyway.
Just a little holiday,
so
maybe.
Glad.
Exactly. And
a
weird holiday.
That's right. Well, wonderful news for the Kakadu humpback as he or she makes that epic journey home.
How long will that take to get to Antarctica, Carol?
Well, look, I'm not 100% sure, but this is the time. So the ones that have now been coming up into Fog Bay mainly to give birth and hang around for three months, they come up usually late June, early July, and then they leave in October. And I'm really not sure, but it's about a 5,000 or 6,000 kilometre trip for them here in the NT. And they've got it down to a fine art, and none of them, as far as we're aware, they don't really feed up here during this time, so by the time they get back to Antarctica in the summer, that's their time for having a big feed, and I bet you they're hungry.
Mm. I bet you.
Well, all right. Always a pleasure catching up with you. That's Dr. Carol Palmer, the Northern Territory Government scientist. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.